The cost of health care. It's a top priority for all four candidates for Massachusetts governor. However, the issue is getting little attention on the campaign trail, even as rising costs threaten state and municipal budgets and the budgets of businesses and families as well. As you might imagine, there are stark differences in the candidates' approaches to tackling the cost of health care. Today, as we begin a series of reports looking at our next governor on the issues, WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the cost of health care.
All four candidates propose significant changes in health care. They range from putting everyone in a government health plan to rolling back parts of the state's coverage law. On one end of the spectrum, there's Green Rainbow Party candidate Dr. Jill Stein, who argues in debates for getting rid of health insurers to make care more affordable.
The biggest waste that we can cut out of healthcare is insurance waste. And there's one system that will cut through that waste and bring down the cost, and that is a single payer, also known as a improved Medicare for all. It works.
So there's one option. No more insurance companies. Everyone has coverage that looks like Medicare. Governor Deval Patrick argues for another big change, not as big as Medicare for all, but a change that would still rock health care in the Commonwealth.
The idea, in oversimplified terms, is to move from paying for the amount of health care to paying for wellness. And there are models for this where we've seen costs managed down. And managed down, you know, not just for the industry, but the actual cost to the consumer.
In the healthcare world, this change is called global payments. Doctors and hospitals would have a budget with bonus payments for keeping patients healthy. They would stop getting paid for every test and procedure. A state commission that included many healthcare leaders recommended moving in this direction, but in hospitals and doctors' offices, there is anxiety and some resistance. Patrick says he's ready.
Every time we make a change, we face significant resistance, and I think I've shown I'm willing to stand up to that resistance if that's for the greater good. If we don't get control of healthcare costs and balance that with my view that health is a public good, then a lot of the things that we're interested in doing in the Commonwealth and in the country won't happen.
Patrick says he's very proud of and committed to the state's universal coverage law. So there's your option from the Democratic incumbent. No major changes in the landmark coverage law, but big changes in how we pay doctors and hospitals. Now, the Republican challenger.
I don't think we can solve the affordability problem until we deal with what I call the transparency problem.
Charlie Baker, unlike Patrick, says he would not push for global payments that put doctors and hospitals on a budget. Baker says the problem isn't how doctors and hospitals are paid, it's the veil that hides how much they are paid.
If you and I drive 20 minutes in any direction from here, and I go in and I get the same service with the same outcome, the price of that service can vary by as much as 500%. There's no public disclosure and no public accountability around what anybody gets paid or how they perform.
Post the prices, argues Baker, for an MRI or a normal delivery or knee surgery and watch market pressure force costs down. Baker, as the former head of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, says he has the expertise to get tough with providers. Baker supports the state's universal coverage law, but he would get rid of some insurance requirements, such as prescription drug coverage. Baker says the requirements make insurance too expensive, especially for small businesses.
I think that's a mistake. I think we should go back to giving those people the kinds of choices they had before that they were happy with.
So there's the Baker option, less expensive but probably less comprehensive health insurance, and posting prices to drive down the cost of care. Independent candidate Treasurer Tim Cahill agrees with Baker that the state should relax the rules about what insurance must include.
We have to give people more choices and lessen the number of mandates on our basic plan.
Cahill says policies purchased outside Massachusetts that, for example, only cover the really expensive or catastrophic treatments should be allowed here. There's a perception in the healthcare world that Cahill would try to repeal the health coverage law. He says that's wrong.
I don't think we have to dismantle. That would be my last option. I think we have to fix it, and I think we can improve it. We're not going to be able to subsidize as many people with as much subsidization, though, and that's something that everyone's going to have to understand because we're not in an environment or an economy where we can give things away for free.
Cahill is open to discussing global payments, that healthcare budgeting idea Governor Patrick supports, but he's worried the change would force hospitals to cut jobs.
And I don't want to hurt the industry. The healthcare industry is one of our biggest employers, so I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt employment there to grow employment elsewhere. But I think there's a balance we need to take.
Finding that balance, that slows healthcare spending without losing vitality and jobs in that sector will be a challenge for the next governor, regardless of his or her approach to controlling healthcare costs. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.